The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
The chants are commonly used at sporting events, so they're being loudly chanted at. They are all positive and because we were being loudly attacked and taunted in public, a student in our group asked one of our teacher chaperones for permission to begin our school spirit chants to counter the hateful things that were being shouted at our group. The chants are commonly used at sporting events. They are all positive in nature and sound like what you would hear at any high school. Our chaperone gave us permission to use our school chants. We would not have done that without obtaining permission from the adults in charge of our group.
Well, you.
Now, do you see what's going on here, folks? Do you see the chain of events here? So they're being heckled, right? And as they're being heckled, they decide that, hey, it's okay for would it be okay for us to not heckle back, but you know, to break out into some chants into something we're familiar with that we've practiced, kind of like stuff that you would do at a pep rally, right? Do schools still have pep rallies? Are pep rallies illegal now? If Father James Martin J objects to a pep rally because he doesn't like the school that's doing it, does that make it illegal? I'm just curious here. Anyways, so the event can, so they break in and they begin to do spirit chants. Now, if I'm sure all of you can remember back when you were in high school that you'd go to a pep rally and there'd be these stupid, ridiculous chants about the football team or the basketball team or whatever that may be. This is what has been mistaken for hate speech? A school, a Catholic high school spirit chant is now hate speech?
Oh.
Major media, you've just crossed the first plateau. You don't even know. People looking at these things on the outside have to be going, you people are so messed up in the head. What the hell is wrong with you? And the fact that these are teenage boys and it is automatically assumed that they're capable of doing this is disturbing. Is no one else going to stand up for and defend these boys? I mean, for heaven's sake, folks. But there are a few now. That's what we're here for. Now, they may be guilty of something, but I'm not going to convict them here in a court of Twitter and Facebook opinion. I'd like to hear what actually happened, wouldn't you? And then we can talk about it. At no time did I hear any student chant anything other than the school spirit chants. I did not witness or hear any student chant, build that wall, or anything hateful or racist at any time. Assertions to the contrary are simply false. Our chants were loud because we wanted to drown out the hateful comments that were being shouted at us by the protesters. You know what else you could have done, boys? You could have set a rosary. Let this be a lesson to all of you parents out there. And if you send your high school aged teenagers to any event like this, if they're not weaponed up, and when I say weaponed up, what do I? Minister Church, you want to be weaponed up? You want to start violence? I hate this show already. Well, here, if you're watching on YouTube, let me show you the weapon that I speak of. That's the weapon. It's called a Holy Rosary. I got one. It's a really cool one. It's a made by the Crusader. Who made it? I got it right here. I got the box right here. It's made by the this particular one is the Fatima 100th anniversary. And called the knighthood.com is who makes this one. And this one has a crucifix that has a sword built into it, a knight's, a crusader sword. Anyways, this is a weapon. Let this be a lesson to you. You know, David Simpson told me once that a friend of ours...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth from radio-sized speakers.